parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.8 acres more or less. The property is located on the east side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, and on the south side of Lucinda Drive, approximately 600 feet north of Burbage Road, which is Sussex County Route 353. The 911 address is 32293 Roxana Road, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 379.01. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the property survey. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and photographs. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received 6 public comments, which are included in your paperless packet. Just to provide a very quick summary, Madam Chair, that this is a case that comes in, that has come in via our constable's office. And because there's been an ongoing back and forth from our constable's office with the applicant leading up to today's submittal, I asked Mr. Rogers from our constable's office to attend today's meeting, just in case you had any questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, please take the floor. Give us your name, and don't forget to turn the mic on. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Whitney Price. I'm the applicant. Thank you so much for your volunteerism. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
I have an Airbnb. It's called the Bohemian Rhapsody. I am not sure, not familiar with this proceeding. Like, if you all have had a chance to look at anything that I've submitted.
We have, and we also visit in the field.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you've looked at my Airbnb listing. You've looked through the information that I've submitted. There are just, in addition to that, a few things that I'd like to bring to your attention that I may not have included in the records that I submitted. And that is just a reminder that I only rent to one booking at a time, anywhere from 1 to 6 people. It is in my backyard. It's a part of my home. So I do not accept automatic bookings. Folks have to request to stay, at which point I look to see if they have other reviews from Airbnb. And I may or may not stalk their social media to get an idea and a feel for, you know, what kind of folks they are, because it is my home, and I am concerned about the safety of, you know, my child who still lives at home, and concerned about my neighbors, okay? I only operate from May 1st to October 31st. It's my summer side hustle. I've been in public school education. This is my 25th and final year.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Which is also another reason why it's imperative that I get a conditional use permit so that I can continue to do this.
Can you tell us a little bit about the structure of the buildings? I was a little confused when I came out with.
Okay.
And then, excuse me, 1 second. That might be a question for you to start us off with, too, with how we got here with it not being in compliance. Was there no building permit for the structures now that are being requested?
To my knowledge, having checked.
Are we able to show the pictures of?
Yeah, well, I can call those up too. And it's just to provide the history, this started off with constables back in 2023, and Mr. Rogers can correct me if he has anything to add. A notice of violation was served in November of 2023, which led to a back and forth with the applicant. In terms of the building permit history, the dwelling on the property, the main house, was permitted in 1989. The accessory structures have not yet gone through building code. The first step is to secure land use approval, and if they receive land use approval, then they have to retroactively go through building code. So as of today, and that might be a question for the applicant, is I don't know what has been inspected inside the structure.
So if they get word, if she was get receive approval, then the building inspectors would go out and then make sure that everything is in compliance?
We would first need a commercial building permit to be applied for all the structures that are not being used as a single family dwelling. That would have to go through review and approval, and then we'd have to inspect to see what needs to be changed retroactively. So all of that would only happen if they get land use approval.
What about the setback violations?
So if variances are needed, and I think they are, then that would also need to be secured as well. So the applicant currently doesn't have a variance, doesn't have a building permit, and doesn't have land use approval. So today is step one. So.
Okay, got it.
And I'll call those photos up now.
So I am going to plead ignorance. I literally did not know. I graduated in 2014 with an MED in school counseling as a surprise gift. My former husband of 25 years bought me a she shed. I wanted a she shed. I have three sons, and I was up to here in balls in my life, and I wanted a space in my backyard. So that's, didn't know about setbacks and where, to put it. I just knew that wanted some privacy in the shade and didn't have to look at what's behind me. Decorated it like the inside of Jeannie's bottle from I Dream of Jeannie, and it was my Zen den. It was my go-to place. I got a second shed, again, not knowing that I needed permission from the government, to stick a shed on my property. I just did not know. I'm a law-abiding citizen. It was nothing deliberate. 2020 hit. I was at my friend's shop. He's changing my oil, Charlie Lynch. And I said, Charlie, I'm recently divorced. I need to find a way to supplement my income. I'm too old. I don't want to wait tables and bartend again. What do you think? And he said, you ought to rent out your she sheds in your backyard on Airbnb. And I did not know what Airbnb was. And I was like, what is that? So he hooked me up with a friend of his who has a yurt in her backyard in Ocean View. And Leslie came over and she walked around. She looked inside my shed and she said, you're sitting on a gold mine. And I said, what do you mean? Who's going to want to sleep in an Amish-built shed in somebody's backyard? And she said, this is beautiful property. You have awesome taste, beautiful garden. The millennials call it glamping. And with that, I did my research. I went online, checked some things out. She was kind of my Airbnb mentor. Did not know anything about a conditional. I didn't know that I was Ag 1. I didn't know that I needed a conditional use permit or any of this stuff, honestly.
You're not the only one that's been in this situation.
Well, just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of people find their way here through violations.
Oh my gosh, Ken Scott. We're not going to hang. In my driveway, I see Constable. I'm like, what did one of my sons do now? And it was for me, and I'm like, wow. So this has been quite a process since this whole discovery in 2023. Very eye-opening. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if there are fees and fines associated. I'd really like for y'all to have the visual, if we're able to, kind of go through. So when you're talking about structures and getting somebody out.
You got to stay, ma'am.
Here by the mic.
Engineer-wise, what we're talking about is legitimately two Amish-built sheds. That's it. They're not insulated. I don't, they're not air-conditioned. I have fans for my guests and my visitors, because I also use these for my friends and relatives that come down and visit.
And you have a bathroom inside?
Do not have a bathroom inside, and that's where the glamping kind of comes into play. So this is an outdoor bathhouse. It's very rustic, as you can see. It's open at the top deliberately. So
it's a separate structure with the toilet in it?
Yes. Yes, it's plumbed. The plumbing is plumbed into my house. The black and gray water goes to my septic. DenRec has been out twice. I guess somebody called. Got DenRec. They wanted to find out about my trash situation, so I had to show them my trash, recycle, composting. Being environmentally friendly is very important to me. The second time, somebody out to get me, I guess, called again, and he came out and he checked the plumbing. Made sure everything, was legit. So it's deliberately very hippy-dippy, because those are the types of folks that I want to attract. I want to attract folks that enjoy nature, that want to be in an outdoor bathhouse naked, taking a great shower with hot water and great water pressure, I don't know. There are some other pictures of the bathhouse, if we're able to. Do I have access to?
You can drug and use the bathroom keyboard.
Oh, the keyboard. Okay, gotcha. So, a picture of the opening up at the top, shower, all plumb, like I said. The water goes underneath into the end that then goes into, it's a part of my house. So my kitchen window is right there, just to give you an idea. So that's what made the plan. We already had the outdoor shower for years and years because we live at the beach and my boys always surfed and we needed it, and, you know, had that done. And then just added the toilet and the sink.
You have public, do you have public sewer or septic?
Septic.
Was Denerec okay with the second, or with the addition
yes.
of the bathroom?
Yes, so my septic tank,
and you have documentation from them stating that?
I do not, but it's right outside of that area. So I do have to get my septic pumped, just like anybody else who has septic, every several years, and it's easy to get to. The average night stay of my guests is about two nights. In total, since 2020, I've only had hosted about 190 people. I have 168 reviews. I have 5-star reviews. I'd like to share them with you. This is a picture of my garden. It's called a dead hedge, and it is pollinator friendly. That's another big piece of my property, and is the ability to share fruits and vegetables with guests. When I have guests who visit with little ones, you know, they love helping me water in the garden. Check out the butterflies and dragonflies. Music is a big deal in my life. I attract a lot of artists, a lot of musicians. I don't know if anyone knows John Donato. He's a local mural artist, a very good friend of mine. He's helped contribute to many of the art projects on the property. So when folks are sitting around the campfire, they can pick up a handmade instrument and make music because we are all capable of making music. So this is the view from the bungalows. Looking into my backyard, you can see my house. You walk through the yard. There's a crepe myrtle tree, but beyond that is the sand yard, and on the other side of that is the bathhouse. Go to the sand yard at night, the back patio. So underneath that glass table is where, when I have the septic pumped, I have to move the table, and that's where that is in correlation to the bathhouse. So this is the view from the back patio, from the bathhouse, looking out at the bungalows. The back driveway.
So can you talk to us about the parking?
Yes.
How many spaces you have?
Yes. So I'm a part of Townsend Acres. Okay? Mm-hmm. I have two driveways. I have one driveway directly off of Roxana Road. This one is off of Lucinda Drive, okay, which is only about 200 feet in from Roxana Road. So guests turn here, as you can see.
Is Lucinda Drive, do you have deed for Lucinda Drive, or is that a shared, who owns the Lucinda Drive?
Private road for residents of Townsend Acres.
You all own it together? It's in a document that you all own it
yes.
together and
Which
you
I
share
have,
maintenance?
Yes, submitted, it's on the survey. Right, so I have parking signs where folks can park. I do recognize that in this area, I've been instructed I need a light, some sort of, you know, light, which is fine. I do have a lot of solar lighting around the property, but, you know, I could get something more. These are just some pictures of the outdoor spaces. This little area is called Pinky. Folks will use grills to cook, sometimes over top of the outdoor fire pit. I am dog friendly. For you to take a look at a couple of reviews. I have a lot of repeat return visitors. I've made lifelong friends because of this. It's really been a blessing. because I don't know if anybody has kids, but when your kids grow up and you're used to balls being bounced around in the yard and a lot of energy, you get lonely. So this has been therapeutic for me as well as, you know, financially very helpful. And it's a part of my retirement plan, you know. It's one, you know, it's very important to me. There's a lot said from folks about the care and consideration. It's important to be stewards of the earth. We, you know, we only have one.
All right, but if you, do you have anything else you'd like to add? We'll see if we have any questions from the commissioners.
This is a backdrop on this, of the side of one of the sheds that artist friend helped with. How this whole thing, you know, got started, and when I was thinking about how am I going to market it, what am I going to do, and a friend said, you need to be yourself and what's important to you. And it started with this sign, Trump lover, Biden lover, none of the above-er, black, white, red, brown, some other color, each man is a sister here, every man or brother, let us put our judgments down and love one another. And that's, I know I'm probably too old to be so idealistic, but it's very important to me. Important to the guests that visit. This is the interior of the smaller shed. When folks visit with kiddos, they like this one. It's called the Surf Shack. It was created with decorations from my boys' bedrooms, or a lot of thrifted items. I'm really big into recycling and repurposing. This is the interior of the Grateful Shed. You'll understand the reference in a minute. This is what the space looks like from the outside. So the smaller shed on the right, the larger shed on the left, and then we'll have access to this, so I'm not
right. We've gone through all of that. Thank you. Yep. Anything else you'd like to add?
I appreciate your time. I think that I submitted a petition from my neighbors. The petition of support reads: protect homeowners' rights to earn supplemental income from their property. Reasonable regulation, not prohibition, respects property ownership, as well as another letter of support from my neighbor directly beside me, who is the percussion teacher at Indian River High School. So I am blessed with being able to hear practice all the time. I warn my guests so they're not startled. But I don't know. It's a small community. I've been in this house for 27 years. It's been a wonderful place to raise a family. I'm not asking for rezoning. I'm just asking for a variance and a conditional land use permit.
Okay, let's see if anyone has any questions from the commission. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I have a couple just for the record. Is there an HOA in your community?
No, thank goodness.
Okay.
Well, there is one fella, he thinks he is the head honcho.
Well, we all have one of those if you're not in one. Do you have a list of regulations that your clients agree to, and does it include quiet time at a certain time of the evening?
Yes, absolutely.
And what time would that be?
Well, I don't use the word rules. I call them guidelines.
Okay.
And before I accept an inquiry, folks have to agree that they have, you know, thoroughly read the guidelines and be compliant of that. Quiet time is, you know, starting at 10 p.m. until 8 a.m.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
I don't think I have any questions. Thank you for covering everything so well.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
I just want to verify with Mr. White. It is clear on, because there's a letter in the file addressing the Lucinda Drive, that it is not the way that it's written. It makes it sound, I know that that's maybe their opinion, and maybe that's not fact, but what is the fact on Lucinda Drive?
Here's the survey.
I looked at the survey as well. It doesn't really, it shows, you know, the access on there, but it doesn't contain the actual easement language for Lucinda Drive. So I would just ask that you hold the record open on that so we can just get, we'll do some research on that and just make sure we're good on
that. Okay.
Well, I would like to add that that particular neighbor has been a menace in our community since she moved in, called the police on my then 8 and 10-year-old sons for playing on Lucinda Drive in a snowstorm, throwing their boogie boards and running and being normal kids. So there's some history there. Additionally, I have, when I got started, all of my neighbors knew what was going on, and I said, please come to me. You are my first priority, not my Airbnb guests. You guys are. If there is ever any worry, people driving too fast or too, you know, too loud or whatever, which there's not, because I don't attract that kind of folks. But it wasn't until yesterday that I saw this opposition from this person.
I think, you know, it's either way, opinions are, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and so we
Correct.
Can't take that into consideration, but we do need to make sure that the record is clear on really the logistics of that roadway.
I understand.
Since that is going to be clear access for it. So that's all we need to do.
When my former husband had a landscaping business, he would drive into the driveway on Roxana Road around the house with his pickup truck and trailer and down that back driveway. So we've been using it since we moved into the house, and there's never been a complaint until recently.
I remembered a question. If it were required, would you be willing to reroute the driveway to bring it in from your main driveway off of the state maintained road?
If it is, I mean, if it's deemed that it's not legal for me to use Lucinda Drive in that back driveway, well, then, you know, of course I would. But if it's just a thorn in the side to one neighbor,
That's not how it would.
I'm not sure I understand the question. I mean,
I guess he's asking you, would that be a possibility to make it happen if that's a requirement? If it's not legally acceptable for you to use Lucinda Drive, would
100%.
It shut your business down, or can you still function?
We can't.
Okay.
Because the issue is not opinions, as
Pierre
said. It's, you know, we're going to look at what Lucinda Drive's easement says, because it's a private roadway and it may have restrictions against commercial use, and it may only legally be entitled to be used by the owners or occupants of the primary residence. They're not rental units. So that's what we're going to look at, just to make sure.
Okay.
We're not going to, we don't want to be put in a position of approving something that's not in compliance with the private roadway agreement.
Okay.
Because you're here to make it legal, so that's what we're trying to help you.
I'm trying to make it legal, but I do want to say something. You mentioned primary residence. The person who made that complaint is not a primary resident. They are seasonal, you know.
Well, but she owns the property.
Yeah, and that doesn't really matter, because we would
just
do this. But
it's ironic that she's complaining about my out-of-state visitors and so on and so forth.
No. I realize that, but this sort of thing comes up all the time. Not complaints, not even Airbnbs, but where somebody wants to do essentially a business use on a private road. And whenever that happens, we always look at that easement just to make sure that we're good there. So we're not singling you out, and we're not giving extra weight to this complainer. It's just something we always do.
I gotcha.
So we're not
to answer
making
your question,
more problems.
Yes, I would make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. If you'd like to have a seat, we will see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you,
Ms. Price. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of, what's the number here? Conditional use number 2530, Whitney Price, in favor. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, we will close the public hearing for conditional